sports fans, and welcome back to Low Expectations, the Gruder Golf Podcast, brought to you by the No Laying Up Podcast Network. Tonight you've got Haley in glasses.
Good evening. Thank you for calling out my glasses.
Hey, protect those pupils. Anyway, Kiki.
They're blue light glasses, start over. Right?
They are, yes.
Or are they real glasses?
No, they're blue light, and my eyes just feel like they're burning nonstop, so I have to wear them.
No, I genuinely do like them. I think they look good.
I do too.
I have some. They just – I feel like I've scratched them. Like, I don't take proper care of them because I think they're, like, $40, and I don't feel legitimate. I feel like people know that they're, like, blue light glasses.
I think that's cool now, though.
And one time I called Groucho Marx in a meeting. And I thought that was kind of rude, so I actually haven't worn them since. It was in good fun. It was all in good fun. It wasn't meanly. It was like an older woman being like, oh, you look like Groucho Marx. And I was like, what? Doesn't he have like a mustache? But anyway, shout out to Blue Light Glasses. But it's been quite some time, honestly, since the three of us have been together recording. So ladies, welcome back. I hope you've been well.
I did feel a little bit enough. Sick, actually, after the trip. Yeah. But
well as a spectrum.
Yeah. I have been well. I have definitely been well.
Yeah, you've been – I think you've been well.
Yeah.
I'm – actually, speaking of wellness, before we dive into the agenda, have you guys gotten your flu shots yet? What's the status on those?
I have
to get
that.
And also, Kiki, maybe tell the people, when do you recommend getting it? I feel like you're supposed to get kind of like into the holidays a little bit or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Yeah, everyone has a different opinion on when they should get it, but – I think if you get it anytime in the recommended time frame, that's great.
Okay, I have no idea.
I think it's like mid October to mid January, like around there.
Great, that's a big window.
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge window. But some people are like, oh, well, the stronger strains of the flu come later, and so they want to wait until later to protect themselves more. But if you get it, you get it. But I mean, I'm worried that everybody is just probably going to get a version of COVID again this year.
I think so.
The more likely thing to happen.
All right. And so with that, we're going to wrap up Kiki's Medical Corner, sponsored by Best in Class MD. Thank you so much for that, Kiki.
Oh my God. Shout out BSCMD.
Hey, you never know. I mean, we have an aging listenership.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I just think these are good PSAs no matter the age. I have no idea what to do about the flu shot. I honestly hadn't even thought about it because I've been focused on COVID for the last 3 years. So,
Thing is, speaking of focusing on COVID, though, I went for my physical and I asked them, I was like, hey, so what's the deal with the, the boosters and stuff? Like, when do I need to go? And she was like, really, whenever. And I was like, okay, so like, I mean, can you do it here? Like, I'm already here at like a doctor's office. She's like, I mean, you can just go to like a pharmacy, like CVS. And I was like, okay, I'm well aware that I could do that, but like, I'm already here. And I feel like yours might be better than a CVS one.
They're the same.
But that's what she said. So, got a boost also, but I don't know. She didn't sound very urgent about it. So I kind of was just like, I don't need to worry about this personally. Yeah. Sounds like more of a you problem.
Until you get COVID.
You know what? At least I'm not afraid I'm going to kill somebody anymore. You know what I mean?
Now it's very true.
You know, like now that everyone's vaccinated, like that was the fear at the beginning. The fear was that like, and because all we were doing is sitting at home reading about how bad it could be, you know, and it's like, God forbid I'm part of that chain that, you know, eventually leads to somebody's demise on a little ventilator or something. So without that hanging over my head, like whatever, breathe in all the faces, mm-hmm. you know? It's fine. Having said that, and we are gathering.
That was not in the show notes.
We're back to gathering.
Nothing
about health was on the show notes. So, but you know what? We're warming up. These were our vocal warm-ups for the evening. So hopefully everybody got it all out. And I think that we should probably tell the listeners what the heck we've been up to. It's been like literally over a month, since we recorded with Allison Corpus, and then I went to Ireland, and then I was supposed to record while you guys were away, and then I didn't because
that was our last.
I don't really
recording
have a good reason, though? Honestly. Yeah, Allison was our last one. Yeah, I know.
Got to get back into high gear, ladies.
Yeah, time flies.
Well, we're gonna get into high gear. I feel like we have a lot going on, especially after the past weekend that we had, which our loyal followers on Instagram will know that we were in Los Angeles Hollywood, the city of dreams.
We were in Hollywood.
We were in Hollywood. We like went all the way Hollywood in so many ways. We went to a high fashion Hollywood party with prosthetics on our faces, and we were unrecognizable, which I feel like is very Hollywood, very Hollywood, should I say. And we did a shoot. So we're really, honestly, very, also we're insane costumes. And the prosthetics almost are separate from that. But I think there was a lot of thought that went into almost every moment of the weekend.
Yes, indeed.
But yeah, I mean, I think first of all, to round it all out, shout out to Hallie Ledbetter.
Shout because out we never to been Hallie. The West Coast.
Never would have made it to LA. Like,
an inspiration to go to the West Coast.
Yeah.
And I also just love LA. Like, I really, really like it there.
I do
just,
too.
Every time I'm there, I remember why people go there and live there. I will say, I don't know if I love, like, the city itself, but I like the vibe of, like, what's around.
I loved where we were in the Airbnb.
I love that, that area for sure. I just hate having to get around everywhere by car and, like, going long distances by car. Just very strange. But the weather, the atmosphere, all of that is really great.
Yeah.
So we stayed on we stayed right on Penmar Golf Course, which was popularized, I think, by the Beachside Golf Club girls. That's the only reason I knew I recognized it from them. And I was like, oh, that's got to be a pretty decent spot probably. So we were right kind of on the cusp of Santa Monica and Venice. Which I think is really seems like a nice little area. The car thing is, but I feel like I feel like we could have walked for 20 minutes and gotten somewhere.
But people don't walk.
Other than the golf
course.
People
don't do that though.
That's the thing. You look kind of weird walking around. Yeah. No one else is walking. But I think that LA doesn't, I know it's a city, but I know that everyone has a kind of like a different definition of a city. For me, it's not really a city. It's like a gigantic suburb with some density in some places.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I think every city is very different. And I think I've learned that in moving to Dallas. Dallas, to me, also isn't really a city. It is. It is, certainly. It's a large one. But it's so different. You know, I'm technically downtown, but I'm like in a very residential neighborhood type street. That's just very odd to me.
Well, but, I mean, when New York City is your comparison, like, I
think
I mean,
that's probably
or Chicago or Boston.
I think a city, I think hard surfaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think concrete. I think brick. You know,
yeah,
I think like all the greenery.
LA is very, very different.
There's so much greenery everywhere.
There's, so, there's so much plant life. There's so many different types of cactus. As we were pointing out.
Which is so nice. I feel like our walk really was kind of like a nature walk, honestly.
That was nice.
Our walk to Penmar, which I also want to talk about how much I loved Penmar, despite the fact
we spent 6 hours there.
Without touching a golf club.
A whole day.
Not golfing, just hanging out.
I felt like the whole place just gave us like a big hug. I mean, we ran into that. Our waitress went to BC and her husband went to BC.
Oh, and it was Jen's birthday.
Shout out to Kira. Oh, it was also my birthday.
Shout out to Jen. That's where Jen spent her birthday. Six hours sitting in a golf course.
I feel like it was the perfect place to spend a 30-second birthday. You know what I mean? I feel like 32, like that's – you need to just be in a place where you feel very comfortable.
Yeah.
I agree with that. That was a very comfortable place.
The great menu.
Great food.
Everything you possibly could have needed and more.
Yeah.
And also just like, I loved watching the people that were going to play golf. The outfits were what I aspire for all of my outfits to look like. It was like a laid back kind of like, you didn't see anybody like fully kitted out. Like everybody had like a little bit of flair to them, or the people I was noticing at least. I was so impressed with just the scene there.
What I also loved was that we weren't the only ones going there just to grab lunch. There were plenty of other people there for the food and the atmosphere, not just golfing. So it wasn't weird that we were there for so long. Like no one noticed that we were there for so long without having played golf, which I thought was cool. Like what other places like that?
Our enemies.
Well,
our enemies definitely noticed.
I didn't really encounter that, but yes, except for them.
Oh, I didn't know who you were talking
about.
They
were the only mean people I ran into in the entire state of California, I would say.
And they were, like, really mean.
They were so weird. It was weird how mean they were. So these people, Kirsten had invited – wow, I never call you Kirsten. That was so weird. It was because I just entered your email, which is Kirsten. So Kiki had wanted to meet up with her newest work friend. Shout
my
out.
My newest work friend, Brad. Shout out to Brad.
Brad, if really you're listening, nice it was so great to meet you.
The nicest man
so
in California.
So we met up with him. He was so nice. He was not just because he paid for our entire meal, but because he was a very, very nice person in general. But also thank you for that, Brad. Like, that was unbelievable. Yeah. We were floored. So we went to meet up with him. We were chatting with him. We were at a table of six. And then we had, like, a satellite table, like, next to it across, like, you know, the aisle where the waitress was going up and down. That was a two-top. And so he was there. And then my godfather and his girlfriend were coming to meet us after Brad. So we wanted to keep that. And then we even said to the waitress, you know, like, can we keep that table? She said yes. And then these two, this couple, saddled up there. And Kiki said to them very nicely, like, oh, hey, like, we actually have some friends meeting us. So we've reserved this table. And that's where things took a turn. Kiki, I actually don't know what happened directly after that.
No, there you go.
Tapping you in.
For another few moments.
Tapping me in. No, they just were like, they just stared right at me and they were like, you can't reserve a table. And I was like, well, we can actually. We just reserved it with Kira, our waitress.
Our good friend,
who works
Kira.
Here. Yeah, our good friend, fellow Eagle Kira. She told us that we could. And they were like, okay, fine. We'll just sit here until they come. And I was like, well, they're going to be here in like 3 minutes. So you probably should just get up now. And then they were like, oh, and then because to your point, Jen, about there being the aisle in the middle, they were like, well, how are two more people going to join your table? What are they're just going to sit here and you guys are going to talk across the walkway? And Jen's like, you probably shouldn't concern yourself with the logistics of our lunch.
I mean, that's when I tapped in, because like, I didn't even know what was going on. I saw like the like sour pusses that they were making at us. Like they literally looked so miserable. And I was like, okay, I don't think you really need to concern yourself with the logistics of the whole situation. Like, you just need to leave. Because also, why then would you want to sit and have lunch with people that you were like fighting with? You know, like it was.
But also, like, why would you go through the hassle of what, like ordering a drink and having the waitress having to like go find you somewhere else and deliver it, because that's how soon they were going to be there.
I will say neither one of them the whole moved thing their faces weird. Really at all. But other than that, everybody was really nice. Mm-hmm. One small incident, everybody was really nice. So I would love to play there someday. Is it a 9-hole executive course? Or is it 18?
Yes. No, it's
which
nine.
One? Okay.
Nine.
It's a 9-hole executive. That's great. That's a nice little time.
It's truly so perfect. It is the perfect golf course.
Yeah, I wish there was one of those everywhere. They had great merch. Amazing, amazing merch that we purchased. So, yeah, if you're in the Venice area, can't recommend it enough. Say we sent you. They'll be like, who? They didn't even play here. But the real reason we were there was for Hallie's birthday party, which was one of the coolest birthday parties I've ever been to. I've never seen such attention to detail before.
It was amazing. In my life. It was amazing.
No detail went unnoticed, I feel like, by us either.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Crucial to a Halloween party, so much candy at every turn. Like, I was shoving candy into Haley's pockets because it was my jacket. So I kind of felt like I still had ownership over the pockets.
And
I
then into my bag. Home.
How did that candy?
Sorry, I forgot about that.
Did that candy make it onto the flight?
Oh, yeah. I ate a fruit roll up, a fruit by the foot, like right when I got home. I was emptying out the pockets. So it was great. Kiki, do you still have all that candy? I dumped.
No, we left it for Dylan. We left it for Dylan. That's probably part of the reason why we got a good review.
Yeah, definitely. Our host said one of the instructions was with any food, just leave it. So that was the only food we had was candy. So we did just leave it.
I hope he has access to more food than what the renters leave.
I don't think so. He looks like
knowing that he's on premises. He's just behind that bookshelf. I hope he comes out.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird.
Yeah, honestly.
Anyway.
The hidden nature of the connection in the Airbnb. I don't think that he's going to listen to this, so I think we're safe. But yeah, I was unaware that the Airbnb, that he was in like kind of like an in-laws apartment, like attached to the house. Like, I mean, I haven't really revisited the info, but that usually would be a red flag for me. But he was like, and I'll just be right next door in the little shed or something. I was like, what? And then so the, in the house backyard. Was attached, but there was like a shelf in front of it. And the yeah. boys found out that there was a door behind the shelf when we were out and almost knocked it right over. So we really got pretty lucky that that didn't happen, or mm-hmm. else we would have had a really bad review. But overall, things worked out on the Airbnb front. And it was a great place to get ready. Plenty, except for the fact that there wasn't that much mirror space, and the skylight shone directly into your eyeballs when you were looking at the mirror. So that
was hard.
Become a little bit of a problem. So for those of you who didn't know, though, who didn't see it on Instagram or something, so we had a little bit of a Whoville theme among the
a little bit,
a little bit of one, yeah, I'd say. So we glued fake noses on our faces. And actually we did get, a question from the crowd. Shout out to Chelsea. How many resources did you turn to until you found the right solution for the noses? And Chelsea, we'll have you know, we Googled one thing, we got it delivered that day, and that was the only thing that we even thought of using. It smelled so bad.
Yeah. I like that. I like that she thought that we did more research than that.
Yeah. Like we had tried them on at some point. No. Mm-mm. Got them. The only ones that would deliver Amazon like 2 days, even though we knew for weeks and I was supposed to order them. But honestly, too, the glue, I was looking into other Who Noses. They were up to like $60 per nose. And I was like, we don't really need
that. Well, that probably means it would have looked a little better.
No, because it wasn't the nose's fault. It was like our application of it. What we really should have done is gotten like a Hollywood makeup artist, which is something we did talk about. It's just I never pulled the trigger on it.
We did talk about it.
That would have been a lot.
The timing was hard. I mean,
it was a lot putting them on ourselves, too. Putting them on ourselves. So, to give you a little sense.
Looked really bad.
We all had, like, visions, too. Like, I mean, honestly, mine came pretty close to my vision, except for the nose. Like, the hair without bobby pins.
No, I think our outfits were excellent.
I think the outfits were perfect. I think the hair also turned out really good, too. Yeah.
Really great. Yeah.
Jen, your hair and eyebrows were perfect.
Literally.
I'm surprised that I got that off of my head. I think that I still had, up until yesterday, like a little bit of silver.
But Jen, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, we ordered all of the supplies on Instacart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And while we were at Penmar, I was going back and forth with the girl that was shopping at the Halloween store, and they didn't have any gray or silver. And so I was refunded that item, and we were like, oh, we'll just put a little less white in her hair. And then it just showed up in the bag when it was delivered. So she must have found it at the
that
last minute.
Such a miracle.
I can't believe we didn't celebrate that at the time.
Shout out to her.
I know.
I would kiss her on the lips if I saw her right now.
But like,
it would have been a different situation.
Knowing what I know now.
Kind of psychotic.
Well, no, it would have been like the white. It would have been the white that you had for Nick's beard.
It would have been like what Nick's beard looked like. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm, but like, thank God we got the silver. It had to be silver. It would not have been the same.
Yeah, the silver was so important and so clutch to the whole thing, I think. And the eyebrows too. You know, thank God I drew the eyebrows on, because that's also like a very crucial part of it. Because I think that especially the mayor of Whoville isn't a character that you think of until you see it, right? And so the key, and I've always said this about Halloween costumes, like, you do want something a little bit obvious, right? Like, you don't want to have to be like, oh, like, I'm, you know.
Paul Child.
I'm trying to think of, I'm not Paul. No, that's actually the perfect costume. Julia Child's husband, Paul Child, actually is the number one best costume that I've ever heard of. But I think, you know, unexpected but recognizable is what I like to do on Halloween, you know? I think that's we got that going. Haley, I gotta say, you're acting in your costume. I've been reviewing the footage so many times, and you are you're giving Broadway, like you're giving theater girl.
Thank you so much. Well, like, theater girl's not really
so
a compliment.
Expressive. I mean, in this context, it kind of is.
Theater girl
you did a good
is
job,
me.
You know, like
sure.
Well,
thank
but
you.
But honestly. This way, this is something I think about all the time, is that, like, now theater people are famous. So, like, who is laughing now? You know?
You're right.
Like, Meg Stalter actually has really turned me around on former theater people. Because I'm like, oh, that's all the people that I like now, all the actors that I like and everything are they did theater, and that's how they started acting.
That is interesting. Okay. All right. Well,
yeah, it's not like, anyway, you just, I used to, when I was growing up, I thought that you just like were in the mall one time and somebody was like, we got to get you on TV.
Little bit. I honestly thought that too. I thought that's how most people were discovered. That's what they all talked about. They'd go to like Kansas and find people.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think, I mean, and especially now, you know, you have to have like a TikTok account to get discovered now. And that's, yeah, there's no discovering actually anymore. I think that being discovered is kind of like a myth.
Yeah, it's gone. It's, you a know, lost art.
Like, seek it out. Hmm. Which we'll get into that. I mean, we were a little bit discovered. But we also had to do some work to do it. We had to work to get discovered, yeah, though. It wasn't just an accident. Didn't happen overnight, as they say.
Five long years.
But yeah, we actually, as soon as we put the noses on, so we kind of, we did the hair. We set aside like 2 hours to get ready. We did the
not
hair.
Enough time.
Hair all came out great.
Not enough time.
Yeah, we should have taken three. Hair came out pretty amazing. And I think we were all on high horses. I drew the eyebrows on and I was like, all right, I'm ready for my nose.
Once you had the eyebrows on, we were riding high.
Yeah. Honestly, I took a photo before, like with the eyebrows and the hair, and I was like, I look like a fucking $1 million. This might be my best Halloween yet. Like, and that's saying something because we've done some pretty good Halloweens.
Yeah, we have.
But got the eyebrows going, and then we put the noses on. And first of all, the glue, again, smelled really bad and also very chemically. Like, it didn't smell
it smelled
like something you
really
should put on your face.
No, it didn't. It smelled like paint thinner. Really did not. Yeah.
I worried. I was like, really I don't bad. Know if this is right. So, and you also, you had a cover, like, from right below your eyes all the way halfway across your cheeks. And then also, crucially, the upper lip. Because the Who's kind of, they have this, like, upper lip that goes, well, otherwise it would look stupid.
I mean, you know, my, I did really not have enough upper glue lip. My
me
lips
neither.
Became detached.
So did mine. After like, yours, yeah, but mine.
When yours, because when you laughed then, like the nose did not stretch
it
with
all,
you. So if you
didn't
have any facial expressions. But also, so like on the directions, it said like, oh, so you glue the nose to your face. You let that sit for a little bit. And then you like smooth out the edges using like latex paint that dries clear. But
that was the problem.
The latex
was the problem. Paint was the problem. We should have just ditched that, honestly, because that's what made
I
us look
it was
so wrinkly.
So differently.
I know, because we could have just blended like the regular foundation on top of it.
Exactly.
We definitely could have done that.
There still would have been
that,
like
if you had peeled it off, you know, yeah, a little bit of a lip, but without the color, it was the discoloration that was the real problem.
It was
no,
it was the latex. No, it was the wrinkling.
It was
the
latex
wrinkling.
Yeah.
I thought that the wrinkling I could have lived with, again, because I was supposed to be an older man.
Yeah, I was supposed to be a child.
Yeah, so that was not working for you.
Did not work
for
you,
the wrinkles.
Kiki.
Yeah, so Kiki, it wasn't working for you.
It wasn't.
Like
it
a little
really,
woman.
Kiki, I looked like an old woman.
Can we get back to the concept of acting, though? Because Kirsten, like, took on a new role for the entire night. Like I haven't seen you like hold your face in that way ever, let alone for 6 hours straight. Like, every time
Haley,
I
see like puppy dog eyes.
Haley, I couldn't move my face. Anytime I'm
all the pictures you're giving this.
It wasn't by choice though.
It was so impressive. It was like a true dedication
kind of like
to the character.
Of like Lil Debbie. Like a Lil Debbie, like a 50s style like model.
Little Bo you know, Beep or whatever. Like, yeah.
Yeah, Little Bo Peep.
Bo Peep, whatever. Really, really impressive.
It really wasn't by choice as much as maybe it seemed. But
and even when you were laughing, you would keep the face. I was like, and I know why, because otherwise
yeah,
the nose
like,
would pop
like
off.
It was like a pout.
It was like, yeah. But like mine, because then mine started doing the same thing that yours was doing. And when you were smiling, it would like go up under the lip. And like my nose was running. My nose was running so much. And
the nose running inside, that was hell.
That was dark.
Mine
that
started
was...
first, guys. Mine started as soon as we put it on. And I was like, before we even left the house. And then I was in a dark
Jen
place.
In the car.
On the way there.
No,
I
Jen
was like...
in the car. The boys were like, so how are the noses? And Jen's like, my nose is running and I can't touch it. And it is a special kind of torture. Dead serious.
I feel like we were all like acting out. We were all misbehaving in the car ride over because I think we were all just pissed that that is what we had chosen.
No, okay. Should miss no, that was the roller coaster. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
No, that was the roller coaster. It was like such a high. It was such a high and then such a low once the latex went on. And the low all the way through the car ride. But then when we got there and we got a few good reactions, then we were right back up on a high.
There was a little bump of a high when when we were all ready to go. And we were agreeing that far away we looked good. And so we said we just can't talk to anyone up close, nor can we be in any light, any direct light for the rest of the evening.
But that's hard, though, because that also – oh, it's impossible. So
impossible.
You guys, you know, at the end of the night, the boys were like –
we made a lot of friends.
We made a lot of friends. A lot of people wanted to talk to us, I think. The boys at the end of the night were like, oh, we could have been in a bay this whole time, like hitting balls. And I was like, no, we couldn't have because that was under the fluorescent lighting. That was not an option. For us, at least.
Well, that not only that. So the party setup for the listeners, there was a big giant stage with a DJ, a smoke machine, all these lights, like a little graveyard scene. That was outside, and then inside. Yeah, there
if
was,
you
like,
see
Top
any
Golf,
of the videos, that's where we were the whole time.
Which obviously, like Top Golf is sweet. Like, and I wish that I had maybe like swung a club a little bit more, but. When on Halloween you're wearing, you know, a Whoville outfit and you've got smoke machines, that doesn't happen every day. You know, like I literally said smoke machines really do make things really fun.
Yeah. You literally said, Jen, you were like, it's not every day that we have a personal DJ. But then went marching back onto the dance floor.
Because no one else was dancing.
Not a single other soul was dancing. And I don't know whether that was because of us or they were like, oh, maybe, well, because there were actors at the party too. There was like a Maleficent and there were some chainsaw guys and they were like professional costume people. And so maybe they thought like the Whoville people were the professional dancers.
No, they knew. They did not think we were professional.
That's too bad.
Maybe from a distance.
Maybe one person might have thought that. Maybe they thought like, oh, they're Hollywood people.
Going to the bathroom was the most humbling experience.
Yeah. Well, then we didn't bring any makeup to fix it.
That was a mistake.
We didn't bring any, like, touch-up makeup. We just brought the lipstick.
Do one of you guys feel like you're delayed? Do you guys feel like you're delayed? We're allowed to say that on the thing. I saw the text.
I kind of thought I was, but now it seems better.
Yeah, you guys are blurry to me, but I don't think the video really matters, honestly. I'm going to write this down.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a guest, so we can just discuss this also. I like never look at my phone when I'm doing it. Maybe I should. I don't think
is our like audio overlapping though, or is that not sounding delayed?
Okay, no, there have been times
just
when
I'm like, so it's fine. Yeah,
there have been times when there's like a long pause after I say something, but that's not unusual.
Okay,
yeah, I think it's like fine. I think it seemed worse before. It seems fine now.
28:18 Sorry, what were we saying? The dancing or the bathroom trip. The bathroom trip was really bad because that was our first time. We had done all of the, you know, gotten the great reviews and everything, been outside in the dark, and then we went inside, and that was where normal people were with no costumes on. And I felt like
that was weird.
I felt stupid. Yeah. Nobody even felt a fool, but except for actually some of the people that worked there complimented.
Oh my god, yeah. There's that one girl that loved like their girls. I think she called us cute. Yeah, which makes me wonder. Were they just making like who calls like grown women in their 30s cute? I don't want to be cute at this age.
I don't think that she knew you were a grown woman. That's the whole point of Halloween. You know?
Which that's the issue though. Like, does she just assume I'm younger? Meaning. We're far too old to be behaving this way. I don't really care about that. Anyway. What I was really laughing about was the fact that we kept calling this our first celebrity party. And we obviously invested a lot into the preparation and execution of the costumes. And then, you know, part of the nose execution went wayward. But like during the party, I'm like, why do we do this to ourselves?
When we were there and everybody had like their normal faces on and everything.
And all the other costumes were like very sexy costumes.
They were cute. Like, very cute costumes. Like they looked cute. Like we did not look cute. We looked like people with problems.
Yeah. I mean, like, and also it was just like, it was hard because, like, especially too, the other thing is like, it was a party where we knew like a handful of people, but not everybody. So we were going to be meeting a lot of new people and like telling them about ourselves. Like, yeah. Hey, what do you do for work? And it's like, I can't tell you with a straight face what I do for my day job when
I can't tell you.
Oh, God. That guy at the very end, he was very nice. But
Ollie.
I think, Jen, you were talking to him.
Shout out to Ollie. He was so nice.
Loved Ollie.
I was like, wait, can you take me seriously right now?
I was like, I can't think about work right now. I can't talk about that.
No thought.
I couldn't answer what I did.
But, I mean, having said all of that, I don't think I would have done it differently. I might have done it a little differently, honestly. But in the same way that, like, you know, I wouldn't recommend, like, going to Groundhog's Day again, right? It's like, I'm glad I did it one time to kind of feel it out and feel like what it felt like to do that, to go there. But I don't need to do it again, I don't think. You know, and I don't think I'm ready for other people to do it either.
You crossed off one of your longstanding Halloween wish list costumes,
I mean,
we've
heard about the mayor for 12 years, like, easily. Yeah.
I have wanted to be the mayor for a very long time.
Since we were 18. I have heard about you talking about that literally since I was 18 years old. That was the first Halloween
that
I knew you.
It's crucial to throughout the year. This is how I do it. This is my Halloween secret. I keep a list of my notes on my phone that's called Halloween Stooms. And so when you see one that you think is good, because it never happens. Like, if you're waiting till October to pick out your Halloween costume, or you're trying to, like, think about what it's going to be, you'll never find a good one. You know what I mean? Because you get nervous. It's a whole thing. So
you get nervous
watching a movie or whatever. Just whenever inspiration strikes, you need to say an actual trash can with actual trash, for example. That is one of them on the list. I don't know when I'm going to do that one. The Revenant. That's a good one. Pre-makeover.
I'm going to go through the whole list again.
Taco hat. It's so long. It's so long. A mushroom. Ha 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 ha. Earl Sinclair.
Anyway.
That's like if I get rich. Anyway. Oh, speaking of Halloween costumes, though, did you guys see Heidi Klum's worm this year?
Yeah, I hated it.
It was amazing. So weird.
Oh, I loved it. That's like Earl Sinclair, though. That's like,
oh, I loved it.
I loved it. Jen, you became the mayor on last weekend. I don't know.
All over the place.
You were stomping around. Just the way that you held your body the entire night.
Oh, my God. The way you were, like, walking.
Like, the way you were walking
so
holding
big.
Your shoulder.
You were, like, 6 inches taller.
Waving the cape around and, like, honestly ordering everybody around. It was insane.
But we put on a good show. We put on
we
a
did.
I think
we did.
Good performance. Broadway.
I think we did.
We all became actors, but I think that was probably a function of the fact that we were in front of the camera all day on Friday. And
yeah,
there's a segue for you.
Should we talk about it?
There's a segue. I like it.
Oh, my God. Wow. So, dear listeners, you might have noticed also, I think we're always talking about, like, did you notice this? Like, I don't think that everybody's, like, you know, super plugged in all the time to social media, but there's some pretty exciting news to share, and we did something else that was really exciting on Friday last week. We are going to have we shot a pilot, because I want to jump the gun, see if it gets picked up, because it's pilot season. But we shot a pilot for Golf Nation, which is Susie Whaley's new e-commerce platform that is like a shoppable media site for golf. And they have a really great kind of mission, which is like just very Grutter Golf friendly, that it's kind of opening up the doors to golf for people to, like, learn about what to get and what to do through the content that they're doing. They've got a lot of different stuff on there, I think. I mean, it's launching in later this month, maybe like next week or something. I don't really know. But hopefully we'll have Susie on actually soon to chat about that. Not to brag, but
yeah,
that'd be sweet. But we also shout out to the Pudding Boys. So to kind of run it back a little, like, earlier this summer, we got an email from two guys at a company called Pudding Boy Productions. And they were like, hey, we're going to shoot this thing for Golf Nation. We think you guys be great for it. Let's talk about it. And so we've been talking about it with them all summer. They came to bogey nights to, like, meet us and stuff. And we were trying to get, you know, a time together to film. Like, last week was literally the only time that three of us could do it. So that was how it was in LA. It wasn't like, oh, we had to be in LA. We really could have probably filmed it just about anywhere that they could get a crew out. But I kind of went into it thinking it was going to be the two of them and then like maybe a guy with a camera. I thought that Anthony was going to be the guy with a camera. When they're like, oh, this is the director. I was like, oh, he's the guy that does all of the filming and that's what a director does. No, no. We pull up and there's a crew of eight or nine or 12 people.
It was like nine of them plus the pudding boys. So I think it was 11 people.
It was a lot of people around and it was sweet. We got there super early in the morning. They sent an Uber to pick us up, which I thought was very luxe. Not having to order your own Uber, which also was a little bit confusing though, because you're like, oh,
the whole thing was so luxe.
It was great. And we were at Coto de Casa, which also is where the first season of The Real Housewives of Orange County, the OG Real Housewives franchise, was filmed. So Vicky Gundelson, that's where she used to live. So it's super nice club. Like this was like, it seemed really nice.
And and Max Santora and Ariel Eisenstadt.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
A lot of people. And Kobe Bryant has been there. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so nice. Very beautiful. And yeah, that's where we shot all day and with the whole crew. Shooting is different than I thought it was going to be. You're not doing as much as I thought you were going to
be doing. Very repetitive. Very
also,
silly.
There were times when like they were talking to each other, but not us. And I was like, so what do we do? You know, like they were.
I thought
like,
we were getting fired the whole time.
About like after the first scene we pulled. Yeah, Haley's like, "What are they talking about? I think we're getting fired. They're going to tell us to go home."
I thought we were getting canned. I thought they were like, "Let's scrap this. Let's go home. This is trash."
No, I mean, I had so many questions about like why they were doing what they were doing. But then I was behind the camera and I got to see what it actually looked like when it was on Jen. And I was like, oh, I get why you have to like stand still and like redo this. You know, it's just.
I also learned a lot when I rode with Ethan for one of the legs. He was the assistant cameraman. He was called onto the shoot at 8 p.m. on Thursday night. And I asked him, I was like, did you know what you were doing today? He's like, no idea. Which I think is hysterical. Like, he had no idea he was even coming to a golf course. Which I think he enjoyed himself.
So they bring their own like equipment? Is that a stupid question? I didn't ask anybody that.
No.
Like, he just showed up with like his regular stuff? Or
No. Stuff? I think all the stuff is Tom's stuff. Tom's like the main guy. Bianca and Tom work together. Tom hired Ethan's boss to do like to offer support to be like the second or third and fourth camera people. Tom's boss left. Or no, I'm sorry. Ethan's boss left. So they were down a guy, but they made it work. But I think everyone is bringing their own stuff. Like, I think the audio guy brings his own audio stuff. Hmm. We had hair and makeup, obviously.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
There's so much stuff. I couldn't believe it.
They, like, hooked cameras onto their bodies. Like, they're wearing, like, full, like Ghostbuster suit cameras.
Yeah, because then camera like gets suspended from a string so that they can like hold it better. You know, they're not like actually holding it.
It keeps it steady so that it's not moving.
Yeah, steady cam. That's what it's called.
I mean,
steady cam
gave me a very deep appreciation for like every single thing that I watch and like how hard it is to film it. You know,
totally.
For them, not for us. Honestly, I thought it was very easy for us. Like they just kept telling us to just drive.
I mean, outside of our costume changes.
Yeah.
It was
so fun. It was great. It was literally so fun.
Yeah, and they were also just so nice. If you guys are listening, you're all wonderful. Like, really had such a fun time with everybody. I feel like I made some lifelong friends.
They were all, like, really so complimentary and so smiley at every turn. Like, just, like, so nice and smiling and laughing. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I feel like we can't really say exactly what it is.
Yeah.
What,
like the content itself?
I feel like we can't give any information about like,
until we're picked up.
It's supposed to be a surprise, right? Yeah.
Yeah, until we get picked up. It's pilot season. It's competitive, you know, so who knows? But And also, in all honesty, given what we shot, like, I am also not sure how it's, like, what how it will all come together exactly.
I have no
idea. Yeah, kind of fascinating either. Part of it. You know, like, it makes me think how funny it is that we've been like, oh, we're going to shoot, like, something. And it's like, who do you think you are that you think you're going to shoot something? Like, there's a lot to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, I mean, there's just so many questions in that in and of itself. I think my favorite thing that's been happening the last week has been the Golf Nation Instagram account effectively trolling us.
Trolling us.
About the content. They're like, what have we gotten ourselves into? Like, that's funny. That's good. That to me tells me that they like us and that we will be picked up.
Is that what that, yeah. At least tells me that they're paying attention, you know? Which is a little scary too, okay. But you know.
If they genuinely didn't like it or thought it was weird, like they wouldn't say anything. They'd be like, let's ignore this and let's put this away and pretend like it never happened.
True.
True. Good point, Haley.
And I feel like our weirdest stuff is behind us. You know what I mean? We've already done enough weird stuff that like if you didn't pick up on that, that's a your research situation.
You think?
You know? I mean.
You think it's behind us?
I think things
Jen,
that we've
the
said
noses
here,
were the next night.
Yeah, the noses. The noses were 24 hours later after that.
And that is by far the weirdest thing we've ever done.
You do have me there. All right, that is true. That is true. Oh my God, guys, quick update actually on the nails. It's hard to do normal everyday tasks.
Anything? Everything? Can you talk about the nails for a second, Kiki?
It is hard. So,
yeah. Okay, so Jen, no, let me tell it because actually you will tell it differently. Jen shows up to LA the day that it was on Thursday. We were planning on like bopping around all day. She shows up with like 4 out of 10 nails on. All the other nails have been ripped off, and the 4 that are remained on are dark green and so long, like looked like very, very, very weird. Like claws. Really, really odd. Yeah, like weird claws. And so she's like, I think I got to get my nails done. And I'm like, yeah, I think you got to get your nails done. I would very much agree with that. So she booked a nail appointment in LA, brought Nick, actually. Nick got a pedicure. Shout out to Nick. And was like, oh, yeah, well, I'm being the mayor for Halloween. So like maybe I'll do like black or like something like that. Comes back with hot pink tips. Like the longest tips I had ever seen
screams
in my
mayor.
Life. And I was like, oh, that's very mayor of you, Jen. But just like I've never seen you have nails that long.
The
like
longest,
I've never seen you get
nails.
Like long fake tips before ever never. In my life.
I don't know why I did it. Something got into me. I don't know. I think it was like Hollywood.
But then so then there was two problems. One. No, the one problem was that it was not at all matching the mayor costume. And the second problem was that you weren't going to be able to put a golf glove on for the full day long filming of the golf content. And yeah. But actually that ended up being funny. Through. So
yeah,
they cut the
honestly,
hole for
that
you.
Was the other coolest part about shooting was that you just like wished out loud for something and it would appear in front of you. So I was like, oh, like, haha, we'll have to like cut like some fingers off of a golf glove. I'll have to cut the fingers off a golf glove. And lo and behold, what was it, like 15 minutes later, in my hand, a golf glove with fingers cut off that Joe ran to the pro shop and got and cut off the fingers. And I was like, this is heaven. This is what I've always wanted.
I mean,
constantly
that
verbalizing my wishes.
That sounds very delayed to me.
That was delayed for me.
Was it?
And now
she's paused.
Jen,
you're totally frozen now.
Oh, do you hear me now? Can you hear me? Can you see me?
I can see you now. I can hear you now.
Yeah, same.
4356. Well, sometimes I'm just like, oh, maybe that joke just didn't hit, you know?
Maybe they didn't like that one.
Oh, well, that one was not good.
Should we talk quickly about the apple and then the guy to the green?
Yeah, I think the apple's actually pretty good.
Well, actually maybe we can talk about the apple once the first episode actually is
for the
viewers to see.
Because I think that the editing on it is also gonna be so good. Like I think they're gonna be able to like edit the shit out of it.
I
this apple is hitting.
This whole time, I was like, what are you talking about? The apple? Like, I just had no clue. But now I know.
The apple.
This apple is just hitting.
It like was, though. I was so hungover, you guys. I was literally so, so, so hungover. So when he was like, oh, apples. I was like, that is exactly what I need.
Yeah.
So I'm eating a piece of pasta.
I actually bought apples this week because of that, and I haven't eaten them yet.
I haven't eaten them yet.
Tomorrow morning, that's what I'll have. That's
funny. Just to remember.
Yeah.
All right, 45, like 25. Do we want to do Guide to the Green?
Yeah.
Because we're at like 45 minutes right now, which I think is pretty good. And then we'll do Guide to the Green and just say.
But like, we're going to do just like a kind of a quick teaser, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's mostly just, it's like getting ahead of what we said.
Yeah.
You know, okay. And kind of giving people, because people have been asking too. People have been asking a lot of questions. So a lot of you guys have been asking about when the next event is, what's going on, how to join also too, like how to get involved. And it's a tough question because up until, you know, earlier this year, we thought of ourselves an events company and we thought we'd be doing events like everywhere. I think this year taught us that doing events everywhere is A, very time consuming, and B, impossible to like get to. It's not the answer to everyone's questions.
And B,
right?
Impossible.
B, it's impossible. It can't be done. It can't be done. No, because I think like what we've always said is that like we need to be there, right? Like if you're going to go to a Grutter Golf event, like we're going to be there like partying with you, you know, and that's kind of what makes it what it is. And I think we're just, you know, I mean, heck, I'm 32 now. I'm getting up there, you know, like there are limitations on space and time. And so we've kind of been racking our brains at like, okay, what's the best way to like answer the questions that everybody's asking, right? Like everyone's like, hey, how do I start playing? Like, where do I find a group of people to play with that are cool? Like, what do I wear? How do I get clubs? How do I get lessons? All these things, right? And so we were like, okay, kind of took our attention towards media. So here we are, media. trying to bring the LPGA onto your little phones and into your little living rooms. And I think that the logical next step for us is what we're going to announce here tonight and what we announced on Golf Nation, which is, who wants to say it?
You say it, Jen.
Grutter Golf's Guide to the Green, which is a concept we've been talking about literally forever anyway. Like since we first started,
day
we
one.
Like, oh, we're going to write a book. But what we learned in the last few years, nobody reads, not even emails. So
or Instagram posts, for that matter.
Nobody reads anything. No reading. So we're basically going to be putting together, you know, an online resource that answers the questions that people are asking. Some people might call that a blog.
It'll be more than that, though.
Yeah.
It'll be all the different things. All the things that we love the most, all in one place, from all the brands that we like, all of the events for any events, not just Grutter Golf events, other events that all focused
all
on women.
All of the many, many female groups that have sprung up, you know, since 2020.
So there are new ones every single day.
Which is awesome. And so, you know, it's just, I think for me, I envision as being something like interactive where you can find what it is that you're looking for, which we already said, but whatever that may be, and you know, assuming that we also like it and have surfaced that as something for you to find, you know, we'll be that spot. Should we say the other tagline for it? A lot of G's. Yeah, we're really playing up the alliteration for it. So we want to be the gateway to golf. So we want to be that first stop, kind of the same way that Reddit is the front page of the internet. We want to be the front page of women's golf. I just came up with that.
We're going to be the Reddit of golf.
Love it.
Yes, the Reddit of
Reddit of women's golf.
Yeah.
Love it.
Honestly, love it. And I think, too, just because that's the thing that, like, that sucks. It's so nice that people, like, reach out to us and they're like, you know, oh, I wish you guys were in San Francisco. I wish you were in Boise. I wish you were in, you know, Tacoma. I'm going all West Coast for some reason. And it's like, we used to be like, oh yeah, maybe someday, you know, we'll get there, right? But like, well, we're going to come do like one event.
Right.
I think we've been, Grutter Golf so far has been giving men fish. And what we need to do now is teach men to fish.
I agree.
And teach them where to go, you know, how to kind of like build it. Because like, unfortunately, at the end of the day, as magical as our golf ride has been, it's hard to replicate, right? Like, it's hard to say, oh, just like start playing golf with your best friends and just get obsessed with it and start a company. Like, we started a company within a year of within a year of starting to play golf. Like, that's kind of unusual. It's hard to be like, oh yeah, just like do that, right? And then just like have a 5-iron, open your city and like make a bunch of friends. And, you know, like, it's just hard to do that. So I think it will look different.
But there are people that are doing it. So there are people that are doing it, which is, again, like, to your point around dropping into a city once, it doesn't really answer the questions that people there want answered, because we go there, people either can attend that event or they're out of town or they're busy, whatever. And they immediately turn around and they ask, when's the next one? And we can't be there a month later if we want, you know, on the path that we were going down, which was being everywhere as much as we could be. You can't be in Boise, Idaho once a month, every Saturday. So yeah, why not be the resource that connects the many different groups and becomes a web of all of these different, companies, or honestly, a lot of them aren't even companies. They're just like girls getting together and being the one that can like point them in that direction, I think is, you know, more than enough.
But, and all the clothes and the gear and the stuff that you need, like having like a curated list of all the stuff that we've personally used or seen or have like reviews on, rather than trying to like navigate, if you don't know what the brands are, trying to pick out like you, like cheap clubs or cool clothes, all of those things, it's so hard. Like, you kind of have to really do a lot of trial and error. And we did all the trial and error, you know? Yeah. So like,
we've had a lot of errors.
Give some insight to other people, you know?
Yeah. This is something that we haven't really talked a ton about, because we've never claimed to know anything fundamental about golf in terms of instruction or education, but also just connecting people to find where they would go if they
could
were
get
looking
that,
for
yeah.
someone to train with. I don't know.
Right.
Coach, swing coach, whatever. Putting coach.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sports psychologist.
Yes, all of them.
We're growing that in BICMD. Maybe that could be a plug-in.
Really? Oh, I need one of those for my day-to-day life, actually.
That's what I was thinking.
Psychologist.
That's just a therapist.
But yeah, that's the other. Those are hard to find too, though.
They are.
The other end of it, that's the other end of it. We got like a course that's somewhere that we probably won't find ourselves. It's like, hey, like, would love to host an event or something. And it's like, where's a place that we could put that? That's like, hey, this is a, you know, a course that's friendly to our whole mission, you know, and they'll probably like having you there too. And then it's also easier, because I feel like now, especially post pandemic, people's friend groups are spread like all over the country. And so if your friend in Dallas is like, oh, I wish that I could start playing golf, it's like, oh, check out Gruder Golf. You know, they've got stuff all over the place. So,
So
that's the mission. And honestly, I'm very excited about it. I think that we're all very...
I'm really jazzed about it.
Very amped to get it all, pull it all together. If you're listening now and, you know, you want to be in some way involved and you want to, you know, you've got a brand, the discount code or something. I mean, that makes it sound kind of cheap, because that's not necessarily it. Like, but would love to learn more about your brand and bring it to our audience, because if we like it, they'll probably like it. So... we want to be your best friend who plays golf. So anyway, that's the guided degree.
It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be really great, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's got legs, you know?
Yeah. And it feels like kind of like a rebirth for us. Like, I feel like for a while we were just kind of like, what are we doing really? We didn't have a clear like sense of like how we wanted to grow. And now that that's clear, I feel great, just great about it.
And I also just think it's the right evolution at the right time. You know, we obviously had to pivot during the pandemic. We came out of the pandemic guns blazing, but that was really not sustainable, which is what we found out.
Guns so blazing.
Like, so hot. And I'll always remember
I kind of forgot about that.
Right? Like, we did so much last year. I'll always remember a conversation with Neil or someone from Knolling Up. I forget if it was Neil or someone else, but talking about how you more or less have to grow with your audience or evolve with your audience. And I think while we don't have like a specific age group that we're after, Kiki, you already said it, like everyone's spread out after the pandemic. Everyone's life looks very different. Our age group, our little huddle of our demographic is older, is entering different parts of their lives. So I don't know. I just feel like this allows us to be more things to more people and more consistent mm-hmm. to more people, and allows us to be ultimately in more places at once, which
yeah,
I think are all good yeah. things.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's going to allow for
our true to the mission. It's just about the way that we yeah. execute it, you know, and the way that we like spread exactly. it around. Because I think that that's one thing that hasn't changed the entire time is like our whole philosophy surrounding golf, which is like,
yeah,
anybody mm-hmm. can do it and anybody can have fun doing it. And, you know, more people should do it, you know, like,
yeah.
And I think that this gets to the heart of like helping more people to actually do it by like, you know, giving them the resources that they need. You know, so mm-hmm. many people yeah. just ask like where to get lessons, especially the holiday season coming up. People are like, oh, like so-and-so is playing golf. Like, where should I get them lessons? Like, dude, I don't know. You know?
I don't know, but we're going to start finding this. Out.
Oh, we're going to start.
We're going to start finding out for
have
you.
A lot of information.
Yeah. We're going to get boots on the ground. We're going to have a lot of recommendations coming up.
And more merch. And more merch coming out, too.
And more merch.
You know?
Yep.
Whatever. So yeah, guys, reach out with questions. Also, if you have questions that you want answered on the podcast, as I mentioned, I think we've got a pretty cool guest next week. I think we actually probably have a pretty cool guest. Oh, we definitely have a very cool guest for the following week. And yeah, we're going to be back on a little bit of a calendar. So send us your questions on Instagram or, via email, founders@grootergolf.com. And yeah, I don't know. Do you guys have any parting words for the audience? Bless you. Kiki sneezed, but she
Wait,
was on mute.
I muted myself, right? Okay, good.
No, bro, thank I you. Still saw you do it, though.
Thank you for saying bless you.
God bless you.
No parting words. Yeah, I'm excited for our behind the scenes for the next 3 months, probably.
Yeah.
It's Same gonna here. Going to be a very active off season. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. We're glad to be back with you. Thank you for missing us, and till we meet again, hang loose, swing easy, and we'll see you out there.